Family relations can get complicated, especially when dealing with an aggressive spouse. Sometimes one can feel as if things cannot change for the better. What would Padre Pio advise someone in such an entangled situation? A penitent said, "Padre Pio is better than a psychiatrist." Welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, about a Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. In today's video, we hear the advice Padre Pio gave to a man in need of a change in life. This testimony is from Father Marcellino's book Padre, Saint Pio of Petrolcina, Testimonies. This testimony is given by someone Father Marcellino describes as an accomplished and esteemed professional. Here's what he says. "I had the grace to confess to Padre Pio. I complained about my family situation, especially my wife, who was always tough and aggressive. That holy man allowed me to speak longer than he usually allowed others, perhaps 10 minutes without saying a word. I talked and cried, and he listened." Let's just pause for a moment here. Let me remind you that Padre Pio's confession was usually 3 minutes long. So Padre Pio gave this gentleman not only double the time, but triple the time he usually gives his penitents. Now let's continue. At one point, like thunder, he shouted, "Change your life. Go and pray 10 glories to Saint Michael." He gave me absolution, but I was shaken and hurt by the way the confession ended. After doing my penance, I left the church, and the friend who accompanied me asked me how it was, how it went, how was the confession. I let him know that I preferred to remain silent because I felt like a wounded animal. That must have been hard for the gentleman. He poured out his heart for 10 minutes and then got yelled at. This seems quite cold on the part of Padre Pio, but let's hear what he says further. "We started the way back. As we went, however, my resentment gradually gave way to great peace, to joy. At the convent of the Minor Friars of San Marco in La Mis, which is a few kilometers away from San Giovanni Rotondo, I stopped the car and said to my friend, 100 psychologists and psychiatrists could not have given me a truer answer about the entangled situation that only needed silence and acceptance. The certainty dawned on me that the Father read the tangled mess correctly, not with the eye of intellect, but with the light that came to him from God. The Holy Spirit was therefore always with him." End of testimony. 100 psychologists and psychiatrists could not have given me a truer answer about the entangled situation that only needed silence and acceptance. In a way, it shouldn't be much of a surprise that Padre Pio was a better psychologist than a professional with a diploma in the field. Padre Pio had the gift from God to see into people's souls, to understand them, to know the things about them that even the person in question might have already forgotten. While the trained psychologist has to work with the information provided by the patient or client, Padre Pio got his insight from a celestial source. After a long time of silently listening, Padre Pio's advice is short. Take action and pray. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, click the reminder bell, and share with your friends to help promote our channel. But the best way to get involved in our Padre Pio apostolate is to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below. Check out the videos on the end screen and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.